What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Pulturezeitz. I am Jack. You are Miles.
Yeah.
Was that on the list that was sent along of spooky?
No.
Okay. Well, that's an original.
Straight out your brain.
Short show title. I'm Jack. You're Miles.
No,
it is spooky season.
Said that already.
I'm Jack.
Oh fuck! So, go on.
all right, here's some shit that
it's
is trending.
I'm Jack, and that's spooky.
Infinite loop.
I'm spooky, and that's Jack. Okay.
The Yankees are trending. I guess this is an ongoing thing, but they have a radio announcer who is bad at his job, and he. Did a call on, it was 0-0 in the biggest game of the year, them versus their rival, the Red Sox, and guy gets up, cranks a high fly ball, and he got real, real confused.
The pitch to Stanton. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone out of the ballpark. A Stantonian home run. Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's at first base.
So yeah,
what have I done wrong?
What did I do wrong there? I know that feeling being at a baseball game and thinking, oh, that one's gone. And then it's like an infield pop up. Mm-hmm. He was not at the game, by the way. He was watching on TV because of COVID precautions or protocols, I think. But he
saw Mike Stanton just crush a fucking ball, but then forgot he's at Fenway where there's a right. little thing called the Green Monster and it didn't clear it. So
yeah, it was a single.
Yeah. It was a fucking single, which is
really
wild.
But, yeah.
Is there like, what's like the rules with that?
With the Green Monster?
Yeah.
I mean, nothing. It's just that's one of the fun things about baseball is that each park has a different, you know, it's definitely short. Like, so that one might not have even been gone in like most ballparks, but it's short. It's just really tall.
Right.
But yeah, there's.
Oh, because of the field. They're just saying based on that, without it, there would be way more home runs than would be at another field.
Right. Yeah. I think, well, it's just higher, right? It's higher, but shorter. Yeah. So it's, if you crush one that is like still rising when it hits the green monster, like, yeah, that would have been gone in almost any right. park. But anyways, very, very funny, very probably not funny for Yankees fans who were watching. Ultimately could have used that home run because they lost to their rivals and that's how their season ended. And then the Dodgers are, even though they had, like, you know, I think a lot of people thought they were the best team in baseball this year. They have one game in a couple hours here to decide if they are eliminated from the postseason.
Playing the Cardinals.
Yeah. Who are they're playing the hottest team in baseball. So it's a fun wrinkle that they've added where, like, the playoffs kick off with a single elimination game. And it just sucks for anybody whose team is involved in that game.
There's another reason the Dodgers were trending, because the feds think that there was this guy in the background of a Dodger game in 2016 who's been like a fugitive since 1998.
Wow.
Like he fled right before he was about to do it. Like he got like millions of dollars like out of his like fraud scheme. And then people like showing this like cut of like, yo, this guy at the Dodger game, I think this is this guy we're looking for from 2016. So, you know, Dodger games just tend to be places where all kinds of judicial occurrences occur.
Yeah. Letitia Wright is trending, who plays Shuri in the Black Panther franchise, I guess it is now. She's apparently making some anti-vax comments on set, which was a thing that happened last year and she got in trouble for, and now it's kind of ongoing. It's becoming a thing.
Yeah. And I'd wonder if, I don't know, do they have a line there? And this is the other thing. Hollywood also needs a vaccine reckoning too.
Yeah.
Because here's the other part of that whole thing is that it's one thing when, like, I think athletes are like, well, we're the ones maskless on the court or on the field or whatever, so we can take that risk. But like when you're working on a set, the way sets are now having to be run because of COVID, like with different zones and how different departments, like who interacts with who to just limit any kind of, you know, transmission. So many people are at risk, but yet it's Hollywood. So people are like, we make money off of them. Famous. And it's different than, I guess, sports leagues where we think we own the people that play in it, but it's just a bit of a different energy in handling it in Hollywood.
Yeah. Let's cover a couple stories of just Republicans sort of jockeying for position to be the next, you know, Republican candidate if Trump doesn't come through. Up first, we have Mike Pence, who's starting to make the rounds. He appeared on Sean Hannity's Fox show and suggested that news outlets' ongoing focus on the deadly U.S. Capitol riot was just an attempt to distract from the Biden administration's failed agenda. And they want to use that one day to try and demean the character and intention of 74 million Americans. And
wow. What?
Yeah.
What's his recollection of that day?
Yeah. So Republican Joe Walsh from Illinois, who, you know, started out as a Trump supporter, but has now become a critic. Came out and said, no, Mike, we don't focus on January 6th to demean Trump supporters. Mike Pence, your life was in danger. We focus on January 6th to make sure it never happens again.
What?
Which I think a lot of people were making that point.
My life in danger? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. And because, you know, it seems like he's trying to run, because he said some shit like that him and Trump were like on good terms, when everything we know of the reporting from Jan 6 on was like iced out. Like there was no warmth. But I guess if you're running and you know, fuck, I need this guy's fucking sign off, or at least need him to not actively call me names in public, changes your calculus.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about another potential candidate's very different approach.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Mi Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and Nikki Haley went up at the Ronald Reagan Center and gave a speech that was all sorts of clash of civilization shit, talking about large portion of our people are plagued by self-doubt. Like, so she was doing the like clash of civilization straight up, like white supremacy, wild shit that like neocons were really into. I feel like she's kind of a throwback to the Bush administration. But then she's also doing like a Reagan thing where she's saying like that the only thing, our only problem is self-doubt and, you know, hatred of America. It's a pandemic much more damaging than any virus.
Is people learning about America and reacting to the rot.
Yeah.
That's really what the undertone of that whole thing is. Because the whole thing she said was, that like anger toward America has, quote, become the bedrock belief of the American left. And that Democrats, quote, don't even believe in America and have, quote, given up on America as a colorblind society. Republicans cannot make the same mistake. That message was our message first. We must once again take it to the American people.
What message? Okay. That America is a colorblind society?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think all of it says is deep down, right? She's saying people are being too aware of what America is. And because if you're trying to just look at it objectively, you'd say, oh, a lot of these things are bad and need improvement. That she's sort of, it seems like also being mischaracterized or recontextualized as being like this self-hatred where people, we can no longer have people who badmouth America and will just delude themselves into believing that this is the number one place ever. Nothing has to change. No one needs anything because everyone has everything because it's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, the number one value that America has had from the start and has been admired by other countries since the beginning of the experiment is that they won't let anyone talk shit or criticize the American government. Like that's the main number one, no dissent. Shut the fuck up if you're going to criticize. So nailed it. But this feels of the two between Pence and Haley, this definitely feels more dangerous.
Like, yeah,
gives me more of a pit in my stomach. So that's probably
Haley. Just knows she knows what she's doing. I mean, she's the smartest out of all the people who could potentially run. That's for sure. She knows that she'll have to kind of catch a draft behind Trump and then just whoop, take a left turn, get some more supporters. But she knows where the momentum is, because, you know, she also went on to say, like, obviously she would consult with the president, you know, if the time came for her to decide if she was going to run. So it's always, it's deference.
It's all Trump. Deference to Big Daddy Trump. Texas, there's been another school shooting in Texas. It appears to be, it's not the type of school shooting where somebody comes in with a long rifle and like a plan and starts, you know, shooting people. It seems like it was more of a fight that escalated into a somebody starting to shoot in a classroom, which is horrifying.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Texas, any America, what are we doing here? Hey, we got kids are just fucking pulling out guns and fist fights. Woo. I don't know. I mean, like, you just see all back to even the Nikki Haley thing. There's all this evidence of stress that are manifesting in the American people in just all kinds of ways. But there's just not. There's not many ideas on how to relieve that stress or to try and change things. But I don't know. I mean, like, you know, it's interesting because when I saw the school shooting thing, I clicked an article and I got linked to like a Fox coverage of it. And immediately they showed the face of the shooter, who shouldn't be surprising because it's conservative media. It was a black teenager. So they were really, again, because they love to keep their narratives up. It was just, I don't know. I was just like, everything just felt so rhythmic to just the coverage, to, you know, the commentary and things like that. But yeah,
we're in a
wild time right now.
They'll let Kyle Rittenhouse become sort of a folk hero, but
exactly. And then I think even now that guy's trying to explore like a self-defense claim, which I don't, but yeah. We have guns abound in this country, and I mean, I'm shocked that, you know, this isn't even more frequent at this point.
Yeah,
but maybe they'll ban backpacks like they do at that one school where like there was a shooting and then kids had to go to school like the next day. Like there was no like, wow, that was kind of intense. Like, let's all talk about this. Like, okay, tomorrow when you come to school, no one can have backpacks.
No backpacks. No pants. Because you might be concealing a gun there. And the teachers will all be armed.
Everyone will have to wear a Green Man Lycra suit.
And then Adele is trending. Adele is coming to soothe all our angst with a new song dropping, I believe, October 15th, called Easy On Me, and a new album, 30, which continues her tradition of naming albums after... you know, her age when she recorded them. I don't know, man.
I think she's got a great voice. I just don't like that she's a Tottenham supporter. But that's cool. You know, not everybody's perfect, even if you have the perfect voice.
Yeah.
She was dating Rich Paul, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think recently they also were like, yeah, we are dating.
Seriously,
people are like joking. They're like, yo, is Rich Paul gonna sign her to Clutch Records or some shit?
What a voice on that one, though, you know.
Oh man, Skyfall, I really like that song. Skyfall, that huh? James Bond.
That's your underrated Adele? Because I'm not a huge Adele head, but like I feel like, you know, I know the big ones.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who doesn't? But there's something about that one. I'm like, I as a Bond song, I'm like, this is one of the best Bond songs, I think. Mm-hmm. That and Golden Eye from Tina Turner.
All right. Those are the things that are trending on this Wednesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.